Vista Goes Classic, April 14th, 2008. Hi, this is Rick, and today we're going to have a Vista tutorial. What I'm going to show you today is how to get Vista to be used in the classic mode. I'll show you how to change the start menu to classic, and I will show you how to change the control panel to the classic view. And once I'm finished, I will show you how to set them back. Okay. When Vista ships and you install Vista, you get Vista in its regular view. And if I press the start button here,
menu, start, search, edit,
you automatically come up in your search. And if you arrow up and down,
all programs submenu A. Email 2 of 2, E. Internet 1 of 2, I.
You get your things that are clipped here to the start menu, the internet and email. And you get the all programs menu.
Start search edit.
And I'm back to the search edit box. If I right arrow.
Leaving menus, start menu. Help and support 11 of 11, H.
And I arrow up, then I have another menu.
Default programs 10 of 11, D.
Some various things in it.
Control panel 9 of 11, C. Connect to 8 of 11, network 7 of 11, N. Computer 6 of 11, C. Games 5 of 11, music 4 of 11, pictures 3 of 11, documents 2 of 11, Rick 1 of 11, lock this computer.
And then I'm back down here to the bottom and I can right arrow again.
Menu shutdown, new.
And now we get to our shutdown section of the menu.
Sleep, S. Restart, R. Lock, O. Log off, L. Switch user, W. Shutdown, new. Sleep, S. Leaving menus, lock this computer.
And if I left arrow.
Sleep, S. Start search.
And I'm back. To some people, this is rather complicated. I tend not to use it myself. I tend to use the classic menu, which is a lot cleaner, in my opinion. But if you want to change this to classic, let me escape.
Escape, start button.
And you get to the start button, and you press your applications key.
Applications, start menu, open, O, open, O. Explore all users, X. Open all users, P. Properties, R.
And I'll arrow up to properties and I'll hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus, taskbar and start menu properties dialog, start menu page, start menu radio button checked, 1 of 2, Alt plus S.
This is a multi-tab dialog box, and the first tab in the dialog is how you want your start menu to be set up.
Start menu radio button checked, 1 of 2.
By default, it will be set at start menu and it'll say 1 of 2. If you arrow down,
classic start menu radio button checked, 2 of 2, Alt plus M.
Then you will switch to classic. And if I hit enter here.
Enter. Blank.
Let's see, do a Windows M.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected, Rick, 1 of 7. Tab, start button.
Okay, and down to my start button, so if I hit my space bar on it.
Space, context menu, default programs, D. Shutdown dot 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 U. Run dot 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 R.
You now have a more XP-like classic menu style.
Help and support A. Search submenu C. Settings submenu S. Documents submenu D. Program submenu P.
Okay, and if you want to do this also for control panel.
Documents submenu. Settings submenu. Control panel C. Enter. Leaving menus. Control panel. Search edit. Search edit.
Okay, I'm now in control panel.
Tab. Classic view link.
And if you start tabbing around, you'll hear it say classic view. If I hit my space bar on this.
Space pressed. Folder view list view. Not selected at hardware. 1 of 49.
Now we're in a classic style as well for the control panel.
Administrative tools. Audio console. Autoplay.
And we have our list view here like you would normally expect in XP.
Home. At hardware.
Okay. Now let's say that you want to change these back to the standard Vista view. If I start tabbing around here.
Tab, name, header bar, one tab, toolbar, desktop, split button. Tab, search, edit. Tab, control panel, home link.
It's not very clearly labeled, but if you hit this control panel, home link.
Enter, search, edit. Tab, classic view link. Tab, system and maintenance link. Tab, get started with Windows link.
Now we're back to the standard view for the control panel, where everything is linked.
Tab, backup your computer link. Tab, security link.
And if we get out of this...
Alt F4. Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected, Rick, one of tab, start button.
If we get to our start button, again, we'll hit our applications key.
Applications, start menu, open, O, open, O.
And we'll arrow up to properties.
Explore, open, properties, R.
Or you could hit R as the shortcut for properties.
Enter, leaving menus, taskbar and start menu properties dialog, start menu page, classic start menu radio button checked, 2 of 2, Alt plus M. Start menu radio button checked, 1 of 2, Alt plus S.
And if you arrow up once and hit enter.
Enter.
Do a Windows M.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected, recycle bin, 1 of 2, tab, start button, space, menu, start search edit.
And you're back to the regular Vista view now for the start menu as well. And that's all there is to it. It's that simple to switch back and forth between the standard Vista view for the start menu and the control panel and switching to classic view. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's RHARMON928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's RHARMON, at blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.